I sat down at a table in a Denny's restaurant in Williams, Arizona, and ordered a coffee. Soon an elderly man in a white cowboy hat and boots stepped through the door and sat down across from me. For 5 decades, Buck Wheeler played music in little prairie schoolhouses, in big dance pavilions, on the radio, and even on his own TV show. He talked with wit and amazing recall about encounters with swing musicians from Milton Brown to Spade Cooley. I mentioned that my uncles, June and Kermit Whalen, had been in Bob Wills' original Playboys. That was in 1933, before Wills cut his first 78 records and bands played live in radio station studios. "I once played with your uncles and Bob Wills," Buck said with a half-smile on his face, "on a bridge on the Brazos River." Buck said he was headed home one night from playing a dance in the small town of Rising Star when he pulled onto a metal bridge near Waco. It was awful late. In just an hour, he would have to milk 23 Holstein cows, but he needed to answer a call of nature. So he said he let the old Dodge roll to a stop nearly in the middle of the bridge. And clear as a bell out of the night came the sound of twin fiddles swooping across the cow pasture. Then he recognized the voice of the WACO radio announcer saying, "That's Bob Wills and his Playboys." Buck Wheeler leaned in close and said, "The sound was definitely from a radio, but my car didn't have one." He walked the length of the bridge, looking for a clue, and established that the broadcast was originating from the air around the bridge. He sat on his fender for a moment and hummed to the strains of Bob Wills and My Uncles on the Breeze. Then Buck said he reached in back and pulled out his battered K-bass, and he began to pluck along with Bob and his band. Buck grinned, and I just shook my head. Strange things can happen on a bridge late at night, and I've heard amazing accounts of broadcasts being audible on telephone poles, metal gates, and barbed wire fences. Since Buck passed away a few years ago, I've spoken to some experts who say it's possible, but not likely. Still, I've accepted that one magic night, Buck Wheeler played music with my uncles and Bob Wills on a bridge on the Brazos River.